Let me do this. Let me press this button. Go back over to here.
Okay. Yum, yum, yum.
Go there. Go to the
intro. Okay, let's 60, get ready to be rare. 59. There we're getting ready to be rare here.
This is the Slade and Mason Show. The Slade and Mason Show.
JD's back.
49. 48. You're listening to the countdown. To the Slade and Mason Show. 45. 44.
Sorry.
This is the continued countdown. The Slade and Mason Show. 39. Blue. 38.
Yeah, see, I have to get ready for this.
35. Slade and Mason Show. 33.
Please
stand by. As you are listening to the
sleeping on my pillow.
27. Me and you. 25. To the Slade and Mason Show. 23. 22.
The blues now and then.
The countdown. The Slade and Mason Show. 18. 17. Stand by. As we
sing it out again.
The Slade and Mason Show. 12. 11. Yes. 10. This is our
countdown. Okay. Now. Okay. Shut up.
Song.
Blue. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show. Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade.
It's on loop. I have no idea what's going on. we'll just keep that
2
rolling
minutes in. Here we go.
All right. Well, good morning, Mr. Slade, and
good
welcome
morning, to Mr. Mason. I have to ask you. I want you to think back, since you're the archivist. Yeah. I want to know how many of these shows do we start like that.
Too many.
Oh.
Better than 50%. All right. Yeah. So
this is a serious moment.
You're sitting there and you're listening and you can't understand what in God's name is going on here. Well, I'll tell you, this is called the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us.
Mostly about us.
It's like a radio program.
It's absolutely nothing like a radio program.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's just basically our take on it. We're basically, you know, it's like you listen to something and go, I wouldn't eat those French fries. That's what, you know, when you're thinking that in your head, that's what
we're coming out
to.
Saying.
We wouldn't eat those French fries. You just wouldn't hear this on the radio. They just go, and the man choked to death on the French fries. Back to you, Jerry, in the studio. And that's the way it would run.
We want to get into the in-depth. What was he doing? And
why was Jerry
have on
eating
that
those French fries? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy the funness that goes on. At the break, we'll be listening to Dano music. As a matter of fact, the music you're listening to is Dano music. And then, of course, if it isn't Dano music, we'll tell you what the music was. But mostly, if it's music you hear in the background, it's Dano music, because we're not going to pay for it.
Because we're damn cheap.
That's right.
Proud of it. And we're early, proud Americans.
Yep. And early on, he had a link where you could download, like, I don't know, like 180 different songs, which I did. And we use them in the background. But anyway, also, don't forget to check out a picture from us from 2016 from Instagram. There's another one from 2022 from Twitter. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, please, by all means, subscribe, hit the like button, share with people. That is the most important way we can get more listeners.
The other way is to leave us in your will.
Yeah, that would work well. We could use the cash. Always use the cash. Cash is good. And as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break as well. Mr. Slade.
Before you ask that question, you mentioned something. And I have to tell you, it's like, see, again, it's my job. One of my jobs is to dub all the commercials and put them into the system. Mm-hmm. And man, I have been in inundated with these new, hey, it's the new spicy Taco Bell cheddar fries or whatever that thing is.
Yep.
I'm sorry. If it's like anything else at Taco Bell, no Quiero Taco Bell.
you're renting it. You're just renting.
Yeah. And it's a horrible rental payment that you got to pay. All right. I'm sorry. Back on to track. Yes, get on track again.
So, Mr. Slade, with that in mind, typically it's about this time of the program where I turn the table and ask you those immortal questions for our listeners to immortalize upon, immortally speaking, whether or not this Sunday, like every other Sunday, if you by chance have a Sunday morning rant.
Well, let me give you this chicken nugget to masticate.
Oh, man. Right off the bat. All right, go ahead.
I'm glad you asked.
Why are you glad?
Because I had one rant that I wrote yesterday. Yeah. And this morning I got another one in mind, but I'm going to go with the one I went with yesterday.
All right.
And the reason I do, if memory serves me correctly, 247 years ago, we fought like the Dickens to get from under the monarchy.
Yeah.
Yesterday, millions of Americans pasted themselves in front of their tellies to watch the coronation of King Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the one thing that I picked up this week. Yeah. It was just notes that they were making of King Charles all week. He has sausage fingers. Anyone who thought that this was going to be a continuation of the love for the monarchy was dead wrong. There are so many differences in this monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Elizabeth was 27 in 1953 when she ascended to the throne. Charles is 74.
Yeah.
Elizabeth served 70 years. Charles will be lucky if he makes it to 75.
Yes.
Point being, who cares? The monarchy is so outdated. Hell, even the subjects don't even care that much. Also, all I ever wanted from the British was the Beatles and all the invasion. As far as the king goes, listen, I have a problem where the monarchy is closed to anyone without the last name of Windsor. I mean, hell, maybe I want to be king. Yeah, well, that ain't going to be happening either. But, you know, again, they also say in this country, anybody can be president. Mm-hmm. And,
well, we proved that true.
And besides all that stuff,
yeah,
you know, again, Charles has got so many problems because they just loved his mommy so much.
Mm-hmm.
And 70 years she was there. I mean, she outlived two or three generations. Charles, on the same token, has been training for this job for 70 years. And now that he's got it, it's like, okay, the dog chased the car. When he caught it, what's he do with it?
That's right. Now he's got
to figure
out.
And besides that, yep, they eat really gross stuff. I mean, have you ever had kidney pie?
They boil everything. It's great.
Yeah. But there again, I have been wanting to get that off my chest because I have been, like I say, back in the 70s, I had a program director who was so enamored with the monarchy. Oh, it was just such pomp and circumstance. And yeah, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors is what it is. And here's the kick. All right. This generation of the English really don't give a rat's patootie about the monarchy.
Correct.
And on top of everything else, because of what the monarchy stands for. I mean, number one, they were involved heavily in the slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's like, so you now have an economy that's almost collapsing in the UK, and yet you're going to bring out for all these broke people, all these gold carriages, jewels. Oh, let's just show the opulence of the monarchy. You know, I tell you what, I got two words for the monarchy. The last one is you.
Is the first one fire much truck?
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Okay. So, yes, I agree. And and they've actually pointed out there was a talk, this goes back 20, 25 years ago, where they were like, you know, maybe we should get rid of the monarchy. There's really no reason to have it. And every room looked down and they were like, I forget who the guy was. And he's like,
I mean,
guys,
the
only reason people
$780 million dollars in jewelry,
guys, the only reason they come here to England is to see the monarchy. So yeah, it's going to, I mean, there's no other draw.
Yeah, well, like I say, yeah, because the Beatles are gone.
Yep.
The
Stones don't hang out there. Yep.
But I mean, I just cannot fathom being so overwhelmed by such an antiquated, archaic system.
It's the world's oldest running Disneyland. Okay, so just.
I mean, you know,
just give it a break. Okay. That's basically what it
here's
is.
Here's my question. Do they still do that everyday thing where they have the carriage and the queen or the king waving at people?
No. And it's interesting because that carriage is a well, you know what word I'm building.
It was
built back in like 1547.
When they didn't know about lightweight materials.
Yeah. They didn't know about lightweight. Yeah. It weighs about a ton. And there are no shock absorbers.
So that's a rough ride.
It is
boy.
A rough ride. So they did make
some.
I hope
you don't have hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
man.
they did. The Queen Mother did some changes, I guess, in like the 2000s. And so now it's a little bit easier to ride. But that thing is just a. It is a bear, and it's sweltering hot. There's no air conditioning. It just you are cooking inside that little box. It's like a little microwave oven, you know.
As a matter of fact, England is not very well known for air conditioning either, because it's always, you know, so drastically
open a window
and everything.
Yeah, open a window.
Yep, open a window.
Open a window. Get a nice breeze. So,
but I just yesterday morning, I mean, I was getting ready to come to work, and it's like I, of course, was listening to that station up north
coming
and
up.
They actually had a link. And it's like, and somebody was not paying attention on the board because they went into a report, and then all of a sudden you got all this music from Buckingham Palace.
Oh. It's like, there's a lot of that going on up north. They are not, they're pretty sloppy.
And so, you know, again, so I mean, there again, number one, I remember back when poor Diana met her demise.
Yes.
And everybody just loved Diana. Oh, Charles, you are such a brute because, of course, you were cheating with horse face Harriet. And how dare you? And we loved her. She was going to be the queen. And now, okay, so now we find out that, well, about a month before the queen died, she said, I want Camilla to be known as the queen consort. You know, again, see, again, there again, all these titles that we get out there. All right. So now none of this comes without controversy.
Right.
Because remember, you still have that wayward royal, the one that decided to take his mulatto wife and go back to California and then write a tell-all book, which really exposed all the warts in the monarchy, including the fact that somebody in the royal family wanted to know, how dark is that kid going to be?
Are we going to have to use a brighter flash?
I mean, it does, like I say, again, it's a mess, and it's like, and it's falling apart. And here's the problem. So I hear one commentator saying, well, it's going to fall on George's shoulders. George is 5 years old.
Is that the next person in line?
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Well, actually, no. His father, Philip, is the next in line.
He won't take it.
Oh yeah, he will take it. But the commentator was saying it is going to be up to George, which means we're going to be going through this crap with the monarchy for at least another 25 years before George can ascend to the throne.
Well, you know what? That's the great thing about being way over here on the other side of the pond. So that's a good
thing. Do you know, all right, all this pomp and circumstance started. It started at like 5:30 yesterday morning at this time. I found a way to not once I turned off that station in the north to not know anything about the coronation, the pub, the circumstance, the crab, the bull, because I don't care.
I didn't listen to any of it. I didn't listen to any of it. I did. I saw, I was like, I keep, so, you know, I listen to, I have a live feed for BBC because I don't trust anything US based, which is pretty sad. Okay. I have to get all my US news from the BBC. Okay. By the way, they're wondering about, and not to go down that path, they're like wondering why. Anyway, I'll leave it on. Anyway, so they wonder about us. So I'll just leave it at that. So
do the aliens who refuse to land.
Deeper, aren't you worried that they will shoot at you? No, they're pointing all their weapons at themselves.
Okay, so the I got my little pop-ups. Bing, 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 bing from the BBC.
He's walking down the aisle.
Yes, he's walking. He's about to get the crown. He's being crowned. He's holding back the scepter. He's speaking now. He's getting on his robe. And I'm like, every 12 seconds, there's another bing, bing, bing. It looks like he's holding in one. He's walking further down. It's like, where are we going with this? It's just a guy who just happened to be there at the time where his DNA was splitting.
Most people will apprentice for a job or 4 years. This guy's
70 years.
70 years.
I'm going to get this right eventually. You'll be proud of me, mummy.
Am I ready for the job yet? Please, sir. I want more.
All right. So, new subject.
Anyway, I got to yesterday. I didn't have to watch any or hear any more of it after yesterday morning. Yeah, yeah. And I went to my Hulu page. And of course, there's the nice big lead there. Prince or King Charles. Mm. And I just scrolled down and went to my favorite Family Guy. And that's what I watched this evening. And they didn't mention the royals at once at all.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame. More importantly, blowing up the news right now is the 500 pounds of pasta dropped in New Jersey along the Jersey Shore.
Wait a minute. What?
You didn't hear about this? Oh, yeah. No. A massive dump of pasta. Apparently what had happened was it looks like it's near the Old Bridge Township. They found what appears to be 15 wheelbarrows loaded of illegally dumped pasta along a creek in a residential neighborhood. Now, okay, so...
I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
There was macaroni, bucatelli, linguine. Everything. So as it turns out, what it seems to be is someone had apparently had to clear out their mom and dad's kitchen after evidently someone had passed away. So tons. I mean, they filled their pantry with 500 to 600 pounds of macaroni. They got pictures, macaroni noodle, the looks like ziti noodles. They're all dry. So I guess the logic was
That's not so stupid, man. It's like, the thing of it is that, when I was really broke, man, pasta is a great stomach killer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But here's the problem. Why are you taking wheelbarrowing it? Just throw it in the trash, dude. I guess his logic was he'd be like, animals would come by to eat it. Fish might like it, Yeah, eat some pasta, No sauce, no Parmesan, nothing. Just
the dried noodles. On the side.
Yeah, 300 to 400 pounds. So apparently they called the county, and the county came by and they cleaned it up in about an hour, and you know now they carted off all the noodles.
And now they're having a charity spaghetti ball at the firehouse tonight. Tickets will cost you $25, and you'll get some great pasta. We'll cover it with sauce, and don't mind the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Yes. Dan. Yes. You. Yes.
Okay.
What?
As we are, we're now heading into the summer season.
We are.
And, you know, I remember when I was a Ute, the first thing I wanted to do when I got out of high school, when I got out of get out of school, is I wanted to get a summer job.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have money.
Yeah.
And it was, like I say, it was there that I discovered the drug fair existence, and I became a member of the drug fair team.
Oh.
And it's like, and that was my first full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. That's not happening today.
Nope.
The very last thing on any kid's mind is, gee, I want to work for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that they go to parties.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure that they travel. They're going to spend a lot of time on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what else some of these dumb sons of are going to be doing?
Gaming.
Going to summer school because they were too stupid to pass all their classes.
Stupid? No. Lazy? Yeah. But that's the problem.
They find
other things to do.
But the thing of it is that here's what these kids, and if there are any that might be picking up this by accident, you know, it's like, it sets the groundwork for adulthood because you learn a couple of things. Number one, money management. Mm-hmm. If you either learn it or you don't, if you don't, you find out the hard way, you better learn it. The other is that getting used to the discipline of working, unless you are going to become absolutely filthy wealthy when you become 18, you're going to have to learn the discipline of work. And that means you're going to have to listen to people who you don't necessarily care for. You don't have to like them.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is not to like them. Your job is to work. And again, that's how you set the work ethic.
Yep.
And unfortunately, these kids are going to, they're going to miss out on that whole chapter of the book.
Agreed. Well, the other thing is that this is that dark horse showing up again, GPT chat. Do you know that there's a company called Chegg? Are you familiar with Chegg? C-H-E-G-G?
No, I'm not.
Chegg is a company where they will help school-aged children who are struggling through school. you
cheat with AI, right?
That's the problem. Ever since ChatGPT showed up on the doorsteps, their subscribership is actually instead of increasing, is actually dropping, like precipitously, to the point where their stock has actually gone down below. Oh wait, tanked nearly 50% on Tuesday. Oh, there we go, 50%,
right,
and then
now,
a 10%
okay,
drop
now,
in sales.
Again,
because
the optimistic view is that, well, it's because these people got smart and decided that wasn't the way to go. The reality of it is that they found another AI source.
Yeah, they found another way. Instead of paying for a room, instead of paying for a software program that teaches you how to get the answer for something, you just go to, you go to chat and you say, okay, chat, please teach me how to get the answer for the second power, the nerbulator, second, third, divided by 6, 46. There. And I hit enter. And the next thing you know, it's taking, all right, here are the steps you need to do. Blah, 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 blah. Your answer is rounded down to 11 decimals. Blah, 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 blah. I hope this helps you. Please. It takes you step by step. It shows you step by step on how to do it.
Now, but,
and
see,
it didn't cost me anything.
But you're also not really going to learn it. It's just going
to be implanted in there for a moment. No, no. It says first off, you have to take the first part. 2 to the 3rd power. Now to figure this out, obviously it's 2 times 2 times 2, which of course is 8. Then you take the 8, you divide by the 46, gets the answer, which is down to 11 ounces. then you can approximate. You know, I could ask it, can you round out the answer to the, I don't know, 30th decimal point? Let's see what it does.
Are you actually on one of these things?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Okay. The answer is, instead of putting down 0.173913304348, it says, now the answer is, let's see, round to the 30th decimal. Oh, 434. Oh, it just added 4348782608695652173913304.
Oh,
so it's getting to the point where, yeah. Now, a lot of times it makes mistakes. For instance, it gave me two separate answers here.
Now, okay, wait a minute. How you can't have two separate answers? It's only one right answer.
Mm-hmm. 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 And then it'll come back and say, oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. It's actually this.
How long does it take for the apology to get there?
I apologize for the confusion. The correct answer is now a third answer.
Oh, God. Wait.
I'll say, wait, can you triple check that
oh, God.
Answer? Wait, God. Let's see. I apologize. The correct answer is, let's see. It's back to the original. So there's a 20% chance I'll get this right on the school paper if I use just straight across.
Dan.
But here's the deal.
Dan.
Yes.
Here I am. Here I am, Mr. Little.
Yeah.
Mr. C. Little.
Yeah.
Mr. Chicken Little.
Yep.
And
here's what I think happened.
This is the in first Japan, this is the first lady and gentleman, because he has never expressed any fear about this stuff.
Here's what I think happened. Okay. I think the Japanese cheated when they sent their ship to the moon about a week ago and they used GPT to do the math. Because let me tell you, there's a big difference between 0.017 and 0.03478, like almost double, to the point where they said, yes, we've completely lost communication with our ship just as it landed. So I don't know if you remember this. This goes back years and years and years ago. There was a mission that was going to Mars. And it was a cooperative between Japan, the United States, and England, and France, and Canada, and every other planet on the planet, and every other country on the planet. And here was the deal. They were sending off this ship, and they said, okay, well, it has to unfurl its parachute exactly, say, 300 meters, okay?
All right.
From the ground. Great. Then it got over to the United States. Yeah, no problem. 300 yards. Meters.
No.
No.
That's right.
Oh, God. Pancake. Another Mars pancake. So. So we've spent a few dollars sending some things out into space, and we've used the wrong math. And
remember, years ago, they tried to get us to use the metric system.
We said, nah, we'll keep it for yards. It just makes so much more sense. There's 12 inches, and then those 12 inches become a 3-foot yard, and then 3 yards, it's 100.
That 300 meters, yeah, and just, 300 feet. That's a lot of difference.
Oh, a kilometer is this long. How long is a mile? 3,446. It's just all messed up. It's great. So anyway, we'll be right back after these important messages.
Why?
Why not?
Thank goodness for this break.
I thought we were done. That's enough funny for the week.
Oh, no. We're almost scratching the surface, baby.
Today in history, May 7th, 558. In Constantinople, the Dome of Hagia Sophia collapses. Justina I immediately orders that the dome be rebuilt and then knock it down again. 1824, the world premiere of Ludwig von Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in Vienna, Austria. The performance is conducted by Michael Umlauf under the composer's supervision, which was kind of weird because Beethoven was completely deaf at the time and he kept saying,
huh? Can't hear you.
1846, the Cambridge Chronicle, America's oldest surviving newspaper, is published for the very first time in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Just so happen to have a copy right here in front of me. Look here. Oh, look at that. Sears is having a special on wagon wheels. 1952, the concept of the integrated circuit, the basis of all modern computers, is first published by Jeffrey W. A. Dummer. He claims that it seems possible with semiconductors that he envisions electronic equipment in a solid block with no connecting wires, and that each block could have insulating, conducting, rectifying, and amplifying materials. Kind of like that stuff they found in Roswell after they took the UFO apart in 1947. No, I'm sure that never happened. And finally, 1992, Michigan finally ratifies a 203-year-old proposed amendment to the United States Constitution, making number 27. The amendment bars the U.S. Congress from giving itself a midterm pay raise. Bribes and kickbacks will continue. I'm Dan Mason, and that's May 7th.
Don't waste your time going to Mackey's or Brimley's. You'll wind up having to go to the dunny for 20 minutes after eating. That meat can be a dead dodgy. Plus, you'll be risking needing to take a sickie if you're looking to get your evening tea. You need to set your eyes on a Joey Burger from Pouchy's, fresh from the Outback. At Pouchy's, we don't like to call them roadkill. We like to call it nature's reclamation. We have spotters all throughout Australia, spotting a downed boomer or flyer within moments of getting hit by a Yuri. The roos are dropped into a giant-sized stubby holder packed with ice and then add to our facility for processing. The meat is lean, delicious, and really good for you. So if you're ready for the best-tasting burger that'll have you returning to us faster than a twice-chucked boomerang, come on down to Pouchy's for an amazing Joey Burger. Fresh from the road? Come on down to Pouchy's. You'll be glad you did.
It's fun. Up by the big tree on the hill, past the stream and past the mill, there we can lie beneath the shade, keeping it cool with lemonade. There's a lot of work that should be done, but lazing around is so much fun. Up by the big tree on the hill, we will climb like Jack and Jill. Listen to the birdies serenade, keeping it cool with lemonade. There's a lot of work that should be done, but lazing around is so much fun. Up by the big tree on the hill, we'll forget the world at will. That's where the sweetest dreams are made, keeping it cool with lemonade. There's a lot of work that should be done, but lazing around is so much fun. Up by the big tree on the hill, past the stream and past the mill, that's where our love can make the grade, keeping it cool with lemonade. There's a lot of work that should be done, but lazing around is so much fun. Lazing around is so much. Da-dee-dee-dum-dum, da-dee-dee-dee-dum-dum, da-dee-dee-dum-dum, it's fun.
Shh. Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
You know, this show has elements of Dr. Demento in it. And you're probably proud of that.
Yeah, I am.
Mason Show.
All right, let's play.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
We were
show.
Stuck in mid-loop on that, remember? All right, so today, as you may have figured out, has something to do with what?
Lemonade.
Lemonade. Today is National Lemonade Day.
Ooh.
So if you're looking for something that'll make you pee faster than a cup of coffee, go get yourself a nice big tall glass of lemonade. Because those sugary drinks will be causing cancer and diabetes in children.
Do you remember when Country Time first came out? Country Time Lemonade.
Yes, I do. I remember Country
that
Time.
That is not lemonade.
No.
That is nothing like lemonade. If you really want real citric acid, you get yourself a bottle of the real lemon. It's the brand, Real Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take and you put just about a quarter of a cup full into your pitcher, and then you add sugar, and then you add water, and then you add ice cubes, and there you got perfect lemonade.
Except that's not real lemonade either.
Well, it's as close as you're going to get. I mean, if I wanted to squeeze lemons, I'd have to squeeze 24 lemons just to get a glass.
There you go. And that's what real people do. Not me. I would never do that because I'm just not that big into lemonade. But so lemonade... Wow, we're getting on a tangent here. So yes, lemonade is actually the real lemon. Lemonade is actually made from lemon oil, which means it's the skin. So the juice, that's just filler. There's very little flavor.
That burns your eyes when it squirts in your
eyes. Yeah, it's the great thing. And do you know it's flammable? Take a lemon zest, hold it near a flame, and give it a quick twist. And you'll see little flames coming out. That oil is extremely flammable. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is...
Talk about a great segue.
What a great segue. And speaking of explosive things... exploding on the scene this past month is I See Something, I See Treats. And what is I See Something, I See Treats, you may ask?
Yes, I'm asking, what is I See Something, I See Treats?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask, so I will share with you. I See Something, I See Treats is an icy treat.
Treat.
Yeah. Oh, yes, my gosh.
Please define all definition.
Right. Yes, here we go. All right, so my pal Sheila and her husband Al have a huge red truck. And in the red truck, instead of it being a food truck, it is a food truck, actually. They have, on the left-hand side, if you're looking at it straight on the left, they have two huge Italian ice shredding machines. And he gets these big, huge 10 to 20-pound blocks of ice, puts them into the hopper, and the blade just slowly rotates in a circle and drops down into your waiting goblet. And your goblet, he packs it in there nice and soft, like a nice soft snowball. And he puts all these delicious flavors on top. There's about 50 different flavors. And then, and just that, then you get a spoon and you take a nice little scoop and you sit and you're just like, oh, man. It just melts right in your mouth, man.
It's not the texture that you're used to when you get an icy treat.
Yeah,
it's not chunky and crunchy.
No,
it's smooth like ice cream.
That stuff that's I-C-E-E, and then you get all the way down, and it's still like a block of ice, and all the juice is at the bottom, and it's like this nasty, gross thing. That is not the deal with this one. This one is a special treat. It is well worth it. You can go check them out on Facebook because they will let you know where they are currently. Al's really good about that. He's like this little cyber phone guy. So if you got a birthday party that you're looking to schedule, or maybe there's some type of corporate event and you know, you need to get everybody back to work and kind of holding hands. If you're a nonprofit or something like that, and you need to get people involved, give them a call. They're at 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. They are on the internet. They're at www. Do you like the way I did that? Dot. Just one dot. I-C-E-Y-S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N.
Leave out the G, for goodness sake.
I-C-E-Y slade.com. Again, available on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. You can also email him at icsomethingic@gmail.com or just give Sheila a call directly at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. All right. So,
hey, but listen, and one codicil to this. Just remember, dates are filling up quickly, so don't wait.
Yeah, don't say, oh, well, I'll just book them for June 3rd. Nah, it's gone. Trust me, it's gone. You blew it.
You look in the mirror and you want to know who blew it? You did.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to that music and it reminds me of like when you're at the drive-in movie and they want you to go and get some snacks. And this is something they're playing up and little kids walking past. It's like these little stick figures.
Yeah, you got a box of dancing popcorn. Oh, God.
It's really disturbing. Really disturbing.
But the thing of it is, these are the things that kids today don't get to see.
No. Nope.
Listen, who ever heard of a double feature today? Like I said, you had your A film, your cartoon, your B film.
It's real easy. What you do is you grab your ticket, and when you're done with number 6, and you time it just right, you can go over to the other side to number 8. And then you watch the new movie that came out.
I always wonder, do they ever turn the lights on and check and see if if somebody has done that?
Nope. Can I see everybody's ticket, please? We're going to hold up the movie for the next 10 minutes while we check everybody's ticket. Everybody's ticket. Wait, nope. You're supposed to be in seat 46, not 45. Come on. But there's no one there. Just move over one seat, please. No, they don't. They're high school students and... the trick is to get them to show up every day. Too much fun.
I always used to wonder what it would be like because back when I was a Ute, ushers actually did walk the aisles with flashlights.
No.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore. It's in movie theaters. Do you know you can drink in movie theaters? They will. The one I go to, They have the concession stand, right? And of course, you could buy, a beverage, an adult beverage. But of course, each bottle is like $6.99. But anyway, you could buy it. I've not done that because, I think there is enough escapism up on the screen. I don't need additional. like, what the heck? But anyway. Yeah. So
not to mention, you'll get people who start yelling at the screen.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, or you walk in, you're like, oh, you got a Budweiser. You're not supposed to drink Budweiser. So. Hey, what do you think of the whole Budweiser thing?
It's funnier than all hell.
I know. It's like their sales have dropped like 47% or something like that. Oh my God.
If you will take a look, I posted something on my Facebook page
I'll look later. But,
here's the thing. Look, this is a very sensitive issue.
It is. To begin with.
And this little community that I live in, they were going to have some drag queens come in and do a little show and show people how they could become drag queens if they wanted to do such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was is that they were with an organization that was funded by the county and state funds. And, of course, once the word got out, there, boy, came the onslaught. And so then the funding was pulled from this place.
All right. This is because you had adult men dressing up in women's clothes
women.
And putting lipstick on. And pretending to be a woman. I'm just going to say something to you. It's 1945. Uncle Milty.
Dan.
He did that.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And my mom was not going to be buying a Halloween costume for a big fat kid.
Yep. So you dressed as a woman.
I ended up, I wore my mom's dress.
I wore my mom's dress.
Bra.
Didn't wear my mom's bra. That's disgusting, dude.
A wig. And I had this big old shopping bag. And I cleaned up.
Yeah. Yeah, I dressed as a woman one year back in the 70s.
I'm wondering, GC, now here's what I always say.
Yeah.
I'm never going to run for office because there is something in my past that's going to probably come back to bite me. And that's probably it right there.
I'm sure there's a Halloween costume picture somewhere on the planet looking at you.
Oh, no, but you know what? There is a picture that is out there of me falling out of a Nova because I was drunk on MD 2020. Oh my gosh.
So there's
that evidence of, again, my debauchery.
So MD 20, that would be because of it. The other day was, oh, that's right. The other day was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yes.
Did you celebrate? How did you celebrate this year?
I went home and I rolled a big fat one and pretended it was 420 again.
Yeah.
Like I do every day.
Well, on that note.
Oh my Lord. And speaking of the results of imbibing in the cannabis industry, we are the fattest nation in the world. And you know why?
Why?
It's because of what we put in our mouth. And who's responsible for it? Not us.
Yes. It's your fault, dude.
Now, here's where I start taking apart the industry. Indy 100 says now, oh, we were talking about the monarchy.
Yeah.
See, again, this is how stupid this is. McDonald's is celebrating King Charles' upcoming coronation with a limited edition 9-carat gold pinky ring. The ring features the McDonald's M logo and has a crown. Only 50 of the rings are being produced. So somebody's going to get their finger cut off for a stupid McDonald's ring.
Oh, so it's an actual ring. It's a real ring.
Oh, yeah. It's like an expensive Cracker Jack.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
People Magazine says Lucky Charms is bringing back their bags of dehydrated marshmallows. They're selling for $5.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do better. Just buy a bag of marshmallows and let them dry out.
That's right, baby.
Yahoo News says a pizza-flavored cocktail called Pizza Anytime is going viral. The drink contains marinara sauce, vodka, hot sauce, everything bagel spice, kosher salt, Parmesan cheese, and a garnish of lemon and pepperoni slices. Ew.
So basically, it's a beefed-up Bloody Mary. Got it. Next.
Yeah, a beefed-up Bloody Mary. Fast Food Post says McDonald's is bringing back their Oreo Frappe for a limited time. It'll be available starting on May 17th. The Mocha Coffee Frappe has Oreo cookie pieces, cookies and cream syrup, Oreo cookie crumb, and whipped cream.
However, please be aware that all the shake machines are broken at this time.
They haven't been cleaned in months. Better Homes and Gardens says that the $10 meal challenge is trending on TikTok. Families are posting pictures and recipes for how they feed their entire family for less than $10 a meal. People have posted recipes for tacos, chicken sliders, chorizo pasta with garlic bread, pasta salad, and lasagna soup. Remember what we were talking about. Pasta is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And let me leave you with this one. ABC says Nabisco is bringing back s'mores-flavored Oreo cookies for a limited time. The s'moreos have marshmallow and chocolate cream sandwiched in between graham cracker-flavored cookies. Oh, my God. Diabetes, here we go.
Thank you, Weird Al. Appreciate it.
I just can't. I mean, every week.
It's amazing.
I find these.
Amazing. Did you, I don't know if you listened to NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me. Have you listened to that at all? Do you know of it at all?
All the time. I listen to it.
All right, whatever. Anyway.
Listen. It's when I'm done, I get out of my job, I'm done listening to radio.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it was I can't remember the guy's name. It'll come to me. But anyway, it's a news-based game show. And they get people to call in and they'll come up with three different stories, four different stories, tell them which one is true, and then you win a prize or you don't, or you move on to something else. And then they have guests come on and they say, okay, here are some stories, which one is true? And then they have the guest figure out which one it is. Well, lo and behold, guess who they had on? Our old buddy, Weird Al Yankovic. No!
Oh, sorry.
Weird Al. Weird Al. So they had Weird Al on that the other day. So it was just, I'm just sharing that with you. But anyway.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. that absolutely useless piece of information.
Thank you. So you didn't do anything for Cinco de Mayo?
No, like I say, right. I did my morning show. It's like mm-hmm. I did the midday show, and then I went home and I watched Family Guy.
Yeah. Well, it would have been nice for me to enjoy some maybe crunchy tacos. But apparently, remember about a year, a quarter ago, I had one of my teeth pulled out. I told you that.
Yeah.
And I told you the guy left some bone in there to make sure it got into a space where it would recreate a flat surface. So in case I wanted to get an implant done. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Remember I told you about 6-9 months ago, I went to go see the dentist and he says, oh, there's a spurious proslopo Latin word longer than my arm. And it was a piece of bone that was still stuck in there. Remember I told you that?
Yes.
Guess what's busy trying to escape from my gums as we speak right now and preventing me from chewing on that side of the mouth. So.
That little piece of tooth.
Yeah, I can see it right here. I can't see that one. Very wrong.
Listen, yeah. who are just a YouTube enthusiast, don't you have a video that you can watch how to fix that?
Yeah, I'm sure if I, first you want to drink down a half a cup of crazy glue and make sure it comes in good contact with the tooth and then rip that sucker out. So.
And then you put that sucker on spin. You got to put that sucker on spin.
and then my mouth closes off and there's nothing left to me. And then I have to go find a place to live. And it's not a good way to go. But so I have family down here from the place where pasta hangs out.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah, they brought down some real hard rolls.
Oh, and better than Amoroso's?
Well, hard rolls, like Jersey hard rolls.
I know, the kind that will break a window. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, no, again,
but
you, when you cut into those, they go.
It's great.
I mean, here, you want to hear me knocking on the desk?
Well, they're a little crispy on the outside, but you can put them in a warm oven and put some water in there and they'll kind of soften up and they're delicious. But anyway, so in the jerk ass. I was doing that and then I had just had seen a trick by Gordon. He's too full of himself, Ramsay, where you get a nonstick pan and you lay down a piece of like cheddar cheese in the pan and you let it cook and bubble and foam and get evil.
And then it'll just slide right out.
No. Then you take that roll, like a hard roll, and you put that down and you rub it into place. And now you lift it off. It's permanently adhered. It's almost as if you caramelized a piece of cheese directly to the roll without having to do the extra work. So I did that yesterday. It was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the only one who really eats healthy in this relationship.
No,
because,
you don't.
You know, I
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Nope. Not buying it.
Yep. I mean, like I say, my salad, my one salad a day, and I nibble the rest of the day has kept me at my fighting fit 225 and my A1C at 5.1 and again, we meanwhile my partner is like his heart is like screaming and yelling. Oh, wait a minute.
I haven't been to a doctor. I can't tell you. What? Go.
What are you? Are you related to TurboTax in any way, shape or form?
No.
Okay. And you know why I'm asking?
Yeah, because
it seems
everybody's supposed
that
to get so here's another thing. Okay. I know where he's going with this. Apparently there's $140 million sitting on the table to hand out to 380 million human beings over a 3-year course, plus the cost of postage, plus the cost of the attorney fees. So yes, please.
You're going to get
go to TurboTax and apparently log in to get your 12-cent check.
Bucks.
No, 12-cent check. You will get a 12-cent check. I'm sure that's probably where the math runs into play. Because the same thing happened with Facebook. There was a Facebook thing. And you can still join up. You still got till, I think, October. And there's like $450 million sitting on the table based upon the 1.8 billion people who have a Facebook account. So if you log in and you put in a request, you will get that two pennies as a check mailed out to you. So by all means.
Years ago, I actually got a check from a settlement. I don't even remember what it was, but it was like $4.76. I couldn't even cash the damn thing.
I keep those checks because I think they're just so funny. Like I told you, I got the one from Nielsen. Made out to Dan Mason. I ain't cashing that sucker. That sucker is beautiful. Dan Mason getting a $50 check. Who knows that was going to be coming down?
I can tell from the sound of music we have come to the end of another ride on this rainbow.
Hey, for those of you who are going to be working on the barbecue grill, I got one last small tip. Before you put the steak down, grab a potato, slice it in half, and rub the potato on the surface. Apparently, the starches coming in contact will create a non-stick surface. So go give it a try and let us know if it worked. Leave us a comment in the bottom if that was a great trick or if I made you waste a potato.
And if your grill still isn't clean, you know, just pretend it is and just do like you did 3 years ago.
Just kind of give a wipe down. Yeah, it's where the flavor is. And the maggots.
That's what they
and
keep
the worms.
Telling me. That's what they keep telling me about Philly cheesesteaks. I mean, if you ever look at those grills, there's a ton of grease on those things.
They're
man.
Completely blackened. It's great.
Right. It's like it goes back decades.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Bye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Oh, bye, Ted, and goodbye, all you stoned people.
Yeah, I'll be joining you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Words and music by Joel Sebastian.
This has been a Bill Todman production.
Get your pets spayed and neutered.